So let's go to Rick in California. Rick, how are you doing tonight?
Great. How are you doing, Lee?
Doing well. Very good.
Yeah, I have something I've been wanting to talk about for a while, but I haven't really wanted to bring it up because I was afraid I would start trouble in our circle.
That's all right. Hey, I mean, there's no really topic off limits. So, yeah, if you got something to say, by all means.
Yeah, I think you and Josh have been cluing into this too. Josh talked about on his show that that when we came out of the mainstream box of mainstream corporate reality, we started learning about 9/11 being an inside job and all that stuff, and you know the whole thing about there's an elite and there's a Bilderberg. We came in; they had a second box laid out for us, and that was the box of the the Patriot movement and the council. And then he found out, you know, and a bunch of us found out that box was being created as well, whole cloth, with the CMP information and all that, you know. Well, I think there's a third box, there's a third level box being laid out for us right now, and people trying to infiltrate our circle from outside, certain spooks, and I think you know, because you know, as we've awakened to the CMP information, and as some of these shows have been exposing about the Anunnaki and Sirius and the esoteric past, you know, about Atlantis we've gotten way beyond the Patriot Circle. So I think what's been happening is three infiltrators in particular have come in and are using Nibiru. They're using 2012 to try to scare us. They're trying to create a third level box for the people who have awakened from the CMP, basically, if I can sum it up, I'm going to try to put the fear back in the box. It's Jesus riding on the back of Nibiru, like Paul Atreides riding on a sandworm, and coming down to take revenge on us all for looking at girls or cussing or smoking or whatever Christians tell us we're going to go to hell for, trying to put us back in to the fear box with the Nibiru /2012. And, you know, I just want to remind listeners, people who are listening, that, you know, ancient monuments like the pyramids and the Stonehenge, they still line up pretty closely to what they originally designed to be lined up to astronomically. And Graham Hancock extrapolated back to the precession of the equinoxes that the pyramids lined up perfectly with Orion 10,000 years ago. Now, if there is a pole shift and an Earth crust displacement every 3,600 years, like Charles Hapgood in like 2012, the movie portrayed, and like some people, some guests who've come in have said, you know, then these monuments would have been thrown way out of whack. They would not only have been a little bit off, they would have been way off, because they would have rotated. The continents would have rotated. You could not calculate. You could not go back and calculate. You could not even calculate that they aligned with Orion 10,000 years ago. You see what I mean? They'd just be totally randomly thrown off. So to me, that right there debunks any notion that there's a 3,600 year every periodic Nibiru flyby that causes Earth crust displacement, and you know that did not happen in the last 10,000 years. I'm not discounting that the Anunnaki, that there could have been a massive catastrophe brought on by a nuclear war or something like that, but that would have been more of a surface atmospheric kind of thing that killed plants. That would have not have moved continents around.
Right. Hey, Rick, we have to break. We'll hold you over near our side. We'll finish up the conversation. And the one thing that I think is 100% certain is that we just don't know. You know, I think some of the stuff happening with earthquakes and some of this weather stuff is interesting. And I just want to know more about it. But you're right. There definitely is a lot of fear that is preceding this whole push to the 2012 doomsday scenario. And I find that to be kind of strange, to be honest with you. More on the other side. All right. Welcome back to the show. We have Rick from California on the line, and we're talking about 2012. We're talking about Planet X. And it's a very interesting subject because, you know, what I find kind of strange about this whole thing is I remember back in 2009, there was this video that was floating around YouTube in which they're claiming that Planet X was going to become visible by late 2009 into 2010. We would see this object in the sky. Well, none of this, I mean, we haven't seen any of that. Supposedly, we're going to see this object in the sky in Australia. Well, that hasn't happened, at least not to my knowledge. So, you know, we are seeing this fear-mongering that's associating Planet X and Nibiru with 2012. I mean, I don't think that's a coincidence that you're seeing all this happen all at once. And then you have people are promoting the whole pole shift thing, and I've never bought into that whole pole shift thing. That's just, to me, that just seems a little bit out there. I don't think every 3,000 plus years we've had a pole shift. Now, is it possible that we've had some sort of cataclysmic event, a non-pole shift type of scenario? Maybe, but we just don't know. So, you know, Rick, I think a lot of the stuff that you're saying is valid. I think there's certainly some people out here who have some questionable motives in pushing some of the fear that is surrounding this doomsday event that they're saying is going to take place. I think there's definitely some truth in that. Of course, when you get into the alternative research community, there's all sorts of people who have ulterior motives and agendas, and it can be very difficult to find out who you can trust. So that's why I always say you should trust yourself and nobody else, because, yeah, I mean, I can't determine who's telling the truth and who's telling me lies half the time. So it's definitely something in which you have to draw from your own personal experience to figure out what's true and what's not.
Yeah. Well, you know, I don't know. You're probably familiar with Ayn Rand or Ayn Rand, the philosopher.
Yes.
She talked a lot about second-handers. Yeah, she talked a lot about second-handers and leeches and so on. And I think some of these guests that have been coming on who come from a military background, two of them come from a military background. One of them has a show over on RBN. And another
talking about
one,
John Moore, right?
Yeah, and then there's DiNardo, who's another guest on a show that I really, really like. And he's from New Jersey. He's an electronics engineer. He had a military background. And then there's Lucas, you know, who is moving from Texas to Denver, and because he's got a job. He said on his thing, he's got a job. And he didn't say what the job was. And I'm like, gee, I wonder what that would be. But you know, I think they're exploiting the fact that there's a spate of earthquakes around to gain fame and to gain recognition. And they're not creating anything. They don't add anything. All they do, you know. See, why expose the CNP? Why work on any project? Why make music? Why do anything if Jesus is going to come riding on the back of Nibiru this year to take revenge on us all for doing what humans normally do?
Well, Rick. I'm just curious. Who's saying that? I haven't heard of DiNardo. I haven't heard of this guy's research. Can you give me more information about this guy? Well, is he the guy saying that Jesus is going to come on Planet X and rapture people? Is that what he's saying?
No. I'm saying that, you know, he came on this show. He was a guest, and he said that you know, he came on Sheldon Day's show, and I really like Sheldon Day a lot. I respect him a lot. He's one of my favorite talk shows. And I heard Sheldon Day struggling with him. He said, "Well, why would God?" Be so harsh? Why would he kill everybody like that? And DiNardo said, and I could tell by someone's voice whether they're fake or not. I could tell that this DiNardo was fake. He said, "Well, God is a because they always speak in that smooth voice, you know, usually." And he said, "Oh, well, God is a loving and just and merciful God, but he has to follow the rules. He has to punish who he has to punish, you know." And it just upholds the same mentality. You know, I just want to give you a little bit of my background. Back when, in 1991, when I read Bill Cooper, there was no internet, there was no World Wide Web, there was no David Icke, you know, as far as
right.
I knew.
Just bulletin board systems. Yeah.
It hit me up. Yeah, and I wanted to run away from Freemasonry, as far away from secular humanism and Freemasonry as I could. And I became a hardcore fundamentalist Christian, and I ended up in a church that was like a cult, that was like a hierarchy that was just like Freemasonry. I mean, you know, so Christianity is just like Freemasonry when you really get into it. I mean, it's hierarchical. It tells you slaves obey your masters. You know, it's God told the Israelites to kill all the Canaanites, which is what the American government did to the Indians. And I see people, there's a ton of videos on YouTube promoting Planet X and Mayan cosmology to promote Christian doomsday. Oh, you better repent, you better stop cussing, you better stop smoking cigarettes, you better put, you know, rapture ready bumper stickers in the back of your car. I mean, I don't mean it like that. They don't say it like that, but that's the implication, you see?
Sure.
You get back in the fold, get back in the fold.
Right. Well, I mean, they're really promoting this whole concept of the rapture and how, well, you know, you have to do all these things because if you don't, then you're not going to be deserving of being raptured. And you know, who is going to say that there's going to be this rapture that's going to take all these people off the planet? And I've heard some people say that, well, a UFO is going to come by. And I've heard all this crazy stuff. The Heaven's Gate cult, I think, was into some of that stuff. I mean, there's just some wacky, crazy theories out there, and a lot of this has to do with these people getting into these cults and getting into these organizations, and they just believe whatever the cult leader says. And unfortunately, it's just a really sad testament of how humanity has devolved, because people just simply do not think for themselves. They let somebody else do the thinking for them, and we see this time and time again, irregardless of if you look at corporate media or if you look at religion. Or you look at government, you see people who constantly buy into additional groupthink paradigms, and we have just been unbelievably controlled by these systems. And, you know, that's why we need people to think for themselves. Otherwise, we're going to be in a whole lot of trouble if this continues.
Yeah, you know, and Josh really called it today. He really called it out, the fear-mongering, and I really appreciate him for that. And you did today, too, and I really, really want to, you know, I'm really happy that people are calling it out for what it is, you know?
Well, yeah, I mean, the information is interesting. I mean, I'm, again, like I was telling you earlier, you know, I'm definitely fascinated why we're having all these earthquakes. And I'm interested in the Denver International Airport. I'm interested in why these alphabet soup agencies are going to higher ground, it seems. I'm interested in the Norway Seed Vault. I'm interested to find out why all these things are happening and are they preparing for something or what they're doing. But that doesn't mean that we should buy into this whole apocalyptic doomsday scenario that a lot of these people want us to believe is unfolding. I think that's foolish. But hey, Rick, we're pretty much out of time here. I got to get into some news. Are there any final thoughts you want to throw out there in the last 30 seconds we got?
Oh, no. It's all I want to say. Thank you very much, Lee, for taking my call. I appreciate it.
Okay, thanks for the phone call, Rick. I appreciate the points. And, yeah, look, I mean, there's no reason for us to buy into fear, no reason to be scared. Even if there is an apocalyptic doomsday scenario, I won't even be scared. Even if, let's say, for some crazy reason, we see Planet X coming down right at this planet, getting ready to kill us all, I'm not going to be scared because, you know what, this is only meant to be a temporary experience. That's all life is. More on the other side. Stay with us. Finishing my thoughts on the whole 2012 Planet X doomsday scenario. Oh, geez. We're going to see a lot of fear-monger over the next couple of years. There is no doubt about it. Now, does this mean that I dismiss that there is some sort of 10th planet or Planet X or Nibiru out there? No. I think it's possible. And there were a lot of mainstream news reports in the 1980s talking about this object that they discovered in the solar system. And then all of a sudden you didn't hear anything about it. So, that's interesting. You know, granted, not 100% smoking gun proof or anything, but definitely something that's interesting. But then, curiously, you had this report about the Nemesis star. All of a sudden, NASA comes out, and you have these mainstream articles talking about how, yes, NASA scientists agree there's a Nemesis star, and how it's flinging comets to the planet, and I mean, what's up with that? So, there's all sorts of misdirection and all sorts of intriguing things happening in terms of how the media is reacting to some of the things that are going on and so forth and so on. But overall, I just don't think that getting involved in spreading fear is really what we need here. Now, even if there is an apocalyptic event that's about to take place, which I don't think there is, I don't think there's going to be an earth-ending event in the next couple of years. I don't believe that. But even if there is, let's just say that there is. Who cares? Seriously, look. Life is a journey It is temporary. And I'm sure we go on to bigger and better things after this is all said and done. Life goes by really fast, and there is absolutely no reason to be afraid. Because, look, any given day, we could end up dead. So there's no reason to be afraid. No reason to be afraid of death whatsoever. I say we live our lives to the fullest that we can on a day-to-day basis. And what happens, happens. If there is this Planet X that's going to come and kill us all, or a comet, or an asteroid, or whatever, do we have any control over it? No. Just like we don't have a whole lot of control over some things that are going on. But we can individually do what we can. Try to get our people involved and get people engaged. And to become more and more informed as to the world that we live in. So, you know, there's only so much in our control. And I'm still interested with all these things are going on, why these things are happening, why the government is doing the things they're doing. And I think there's a puzzle here. I seriously think there's something here that warrants further investigation, and that's why I've had Lucas on the show a few times. I know certain people don't agree necessarily with some of the things that he talks about or some of his information, and that's fine. But I think it's good radio, and it was definitely been an interesting couple of shows that we've done. Interesting conversations, gotten some good feedback on the shows. And, you know, I definitely want to explore some of these topics more closely. But I'm just not of the agreement that we're going to see some sort of event that's going to result in widespread devastation and destruction. I don't think that's really what's going to happen. Although, who knows, maybe I'm being fooled and maybe I'm wrong. But with all the 2012 fear-mongering that we've seen, I just think that we're being misdirected. Now, you know, I know Lucas believes that it's because the event's going to happen sooner. I would tend to disagree. But, you know, that's just my opinion. You know, everybody's going to have their opinions. Nobody is going to agree 100% on everything. And, you know, if we did, it'd be pretty boring, wouldn't it? If we all agreed 100% on all this information, you know, it's... And I can go on and on, but, you know, we're never going to agree on everything. And that's what makes doing this show interesting. That's what makes looking at a lot of this information fascinating. Because people bring different points of views and perspectives depending upon their life experiences. And depending upon what our information they've looked at as well. So we're going to continue to look at the information surrounding these earthquakes, the Denver National Airport, and the various goings-on with the government moving different resources in different locations, and how it all ties in with what might be happening. But we're not going to spread fear. We're going to do our best not to do that, because you shouldn't be afraid of this information. It should empower you. You should be empowered by this information, not scared of it. I mean, honestly.